Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we ain't talked to my guy in a while. So let's go onto the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and bring my guy on, John Costco, a pro football focus. What's going on?
What's going on, G-Bush? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing beautiful, man. It's been a while since I talked to you. Hopefully your family is doing good and you're staying safe. And hopefully we can get back to normal here soon.
Yeah. The family's doing well. I've been doing well. The draft was last weekend. Obviously, that was fun to have. Obviously, a break from, you know, all the distractions of, you know, a distraction from all the what's going on. But family's staying safe. Hope you are as well.
No doubt. I'm doing really well. I don't know if you've heard before, but I was just on talking about this, and this is just a strictly hypothetical. And I was talking to some of the people before you got on the line, and you know, I was talking a little bit about Jadeveon Clowney and different things, and one of the things that I've been trying to say is, you know, if the Browns do go out and sign Jadeveon Clowney, hypothetically, and say they do over the rainbow, say they go out and get Jadeveon Clowney and you got Olivier Vernon, and they say, you know what, let's keep Olivier Vernon. You know, he gets $15 million. We'll keep him for 1 year and we'll keep him just because we want that defensive lineman depth. What type of pass rush do you think that the Browns would be able to generate if you do have Olivier Vernon, you do have a Jadeveon Clowney, and you do have a Myles Garrett? A, do you think that bolsters their defensive line with just having Clowney and Myles Garrett? And do you think that it is something that would put the Browns on a different level in terms of trying to stop Lamar Jackson in an AFC North, and getting a pass rush on a team like the Kansas City Chiefs with Lamar Jackson? And do you think that in the sub package, could a guy like Olivier Vernon kick down in a three technique and run games and pass rush games if they did keep Olivier Vernon in that package with the other two?
If they hypothetically signed Jadeveon Clowney and kept everybody else intact, they clearly would have a top three, pass rushing defense in the NFL. Like, not even a question about that. That defensive line would be absolutely loaded. Jadeveon Clowney, while he's not the on the caliber of a pass rusher that Myles Garrett is, he's about the same as what Olivier Vernon brings to the table as a pass rusher. He's a better run defender than what Olivier Vernon is. And he's done it pretty consistently. I think the question is obviously being able to stay healthy. And also then the question would just be like, how are you supposed to be able to manage all basically having, you know, three starters of edge defenders and you can only start two of them. But if you had that package, it would obviously bring the Browns defense to a different level. The pass rush unit would be devastating. They would be able to make, you know, have multiple different packages to be able to stop a guy like Lamar Jackson because of all the athletes they have on the field and how good they are. And it would be something else that probably the Browns haven't seen in a very long time. And the defense would, you know, obviously there would be no downside from an on-field perspective of that unless you're You know, and maybe it could be in a locker room thing because you're not getting those guys who are both starters. They're probably not getting starters reps at that point. But from an on-field standpoint, that would just absolutely devastating. They would be able to stop Lamar Jackson. They would be able to do a lot of different things to, you know, they could, you know, they wouldn't just shift down Olivier Vernon to inside. They could do it with Jadeveon. They could do it with Myles Garrett. They can move Sheldon Richardson along the defensive line along with that. The new defensive lineman Jordan Elliott that they just drafted, another guy that they could just rotate in along with Larry Ogunjobi and Andrew Billings. It would just be those guys would constantly stay fresh and have a lethal pass rush over, play after play after play instead of any of these guys getting tired.
I just think to me, in talking to John Costco, Pro Football Focus, for me, I look at it from a standpoint where I think the Browns have a lot of talent. And one of the things that I'm always looking at and foreseeing is the Browns, yes, have a lot of talent on the offensive side of the football. But when you look at what Patrick Mahomes can do and when you look at what Lamar Jackson can do, they have an elite ability that I don't think the league has ever seen from a standpoint of being able to extend plays. And I think the Browns are going to be able to take a jump this year where you see the Browns are going to be very competitive. They're going to be very, in my opinion, they're going to be very good. But they may not be good enough to get to a point where you say they can compete with maybe those other two teams. And it's going to come down to the point of saying, how do we stop those two guys that can extend plays, get the balls to their playmakers, and make plays in crunch time? And I think if they had the foresight to say, we're good, we're just not on that level, I think the Browns can make a quantum leap if they chose to go that route. I don't know if they have the foresight to do it. And some people say that's a pipe dream, but I think that it would be wise for them to at least look at that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that go into it besides just putting these guys all on the field. The salary cap is a thing that you have to consider with that, with Jadeveon Clowney and reportedly wanting anywhere from $12 to $16 million for a year. If you're going to keep Olivier Vernon, he's at $15.5 million a year. And then you still got to sign the draft class that you just brought in, which would be another about, I don't know, 17 to 20-ish for the year. And then that takes your cap to almost under $10 million for the year. Part of it is in the next year you only have 44 currently available for the cap space. So you want to be able to have cap space this year to just have flexibility of making moves and throughout the summer and signing, you know, potentially making a trade at the trade deadline. But you also want to be able to, you know, roll the cap forward for next year and potential making long-term contracts, which is obviously a more ideal thing instead of having one-year stopgap guys. But with Clowney, you know, you'll think about it how the offenses operate too. So you look in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, who had, you know, arguably the best pass rushing unit in the NFL. They still weren't able to hold Patrick Mahomes too much, and I think what matters most is what your coverage unit can do. And I think if you have guys can stop those receivers in the back end, it will allow that more time for that pass rush to get there. So it's a whole unit thing too, and it's also, you know, you got to bring in that cap situation too. I know I know a lot of Browns fans like the idea of having Jadeveon Clowney on the field with Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon and Sheldon Richardson. And what, you know, what possibilities that can be with that. You know, you have to, you know, going beyond just the on-field implications of that, the salary cap, and then how you know, it would all come together on the field is a completely different story as well.
You know, talking to John Costco of Pro Football Focus on North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's get to the draft. Let's get to, for me, even though he was the second round pick, I love this pick. And a lot of people, you know, talked about it like he was just, hey, well, you know, he missed a lot of tackles. And, you know, he wasn't, you know, the guy that he was in 2018 or his junior year. Grant Delpit, to me, when I was watching him, and literally, like, you know, Saturdays come around, Ohio State games aren't very competitive, especially when they're playing that Big Ten schedule. you know, I'm watching the SEC games, especially this last year. But Grant Delpit, to me, was like the next guy coming up, the next safety. And this man makes plays. He can do it all. What are your thoughts on Grant Delpit? And please tell me that he's a day one starter and they don't try to mess around with Sheldrick Redwine or whatever, or whoever veteran they got back there.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely likely he's going to be the day one starter. He's a tremendous talent. He's got extremely good instinct. He's got the great size for his safety, and he can play deep and in the slot extremely well. His play took a step back in 2019. I don't think anybody's going to argue that, but there are some reasons for that. One of the reasons is he wasn't actually targeted as much as he was in 2018, where he just didn't have the ability to make plays on the ball because they were throwing away from him. So they were testing other players in that defense and avoiding Grant Delpit, which is a natural thing to do because of what kind of a talent he is. He did miss a lot of tackles. He missed more this past year than he did in 2018. He's had 36 the past 2 years. And one of the part of that also kind of plays into his ankle injury that he did have, in the middle of the season. You take away those games, his grade actually goes way up because of was pretty much hampered by this injury pretty poorly, for a three-game stretch there. And you look at the last five games of the season, he missed one tackle. And he doesn't miss tackles in coverage, too, which is a big thing, too. You know, the more important thing is when you're in coverage and he has to make a play in the open field, he's usually making that play. He's a guy with tremendous instincts. He sees things before most players see him. He can go from a single high down into the line of scrimmage at a screen game in a blink of an eye and making a play there. And even if he's missing that tackle there, which does happen on occasion, he's missing a tackle that most players would dream of being able to get into that position for. So you're looking at a guy who's extremely explosive, extremely instinctive, and just makes plays and reads and reacts to everything at a tick faster than what you would normally see. So this is a guy that's going to start day one, I would presume, and you just don't find this type of caliber player in the second round very often. And probably the only reason why he dropped is because of you think about all the negatives, and the negatives can get played in your head over and over about a player. But you want to, when you evaluate a player, you want to look at what good he can do and how consistently can he do that good. And he's a guy that consistently reads the ball, gets to the ball, and he gets there faster than most players. So this was a steal for the Browns from a valuation perspective. A lot of Browns fans really wanted an Antoine Winfield Jr. who was picked just after him. But he is a much different caliber of a player. Delpit is much quicker into reading the plays. He makes plays faster than what Winfield can do. And Winfield is a good player. He's going to be a good player in the league. He's just a tick slower than what Delpit can play at. And so, this was an extremely good value for the Browns, and he should make an impact right away in that back end.
Really quick, 30 seconds. Besides the first two rounds in Jedrick Wills and Delpit, the name of the guy that will become a household name of the players that were free agents or later round picks that we will know come the fall.
You're going to have to make me pick one. I think there would be two, but Harrison Bryant and Donovan Peoples-Jones, I think, are really good values for where they got them. Harrison Bryant was in our PFF system graded above 90 the past 3 years as a receiver. You can play him anywhere on the field as an X, a Z, a Y, anywhere you want to play him, out wide, in the slot, in the backfield, in line, all that stuff. He can do it all. A really good route runner. He needs to bulk up a little bit. And then Donovan Peoples-Jones, people forget he was injured to start the season at Michigan. He was in a walking boot and had a torn groin and missed the first three games of the season. So he was never 100% in this past year. You look at his 2018 tape, he graded out at a much better level. He had more efficiency from the per throw, per route basis. Was one of the best in terms of a per route run yardage mark. So those two players, I think, are going to be, and obviously he tested out like insane, like one of the best athletes, like literally all time and at the combine. Those two players, I think, are going to be really good for the Browns moving forward.
All right, John, appreciate you. We'll touch base with you again, and I appreciate you coming on. Have a good day, man.
Yeah, my pleasure, G. Bush.
All right, take care. John Costco of Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.